It was a big day for everybody at the club, and obviously boost of confidence. You can see that on the training ground, so hopefully we're going to take that tomorrow to Burnley.
You've played a lot of football. How have you ever played in a game like that where the emotions have swung so violently from one end to the other of the scale?
It was a roller coaster, to be honest. And from my point of view, it was something really, really amazing, to be honest. First half, I didn't really play particularly well, so it was something really, really huge for me. You know, big lift as well. You know, it was a great experience, fantastic feelings after the game.
I think we saw in your celebration that you put on Instagram as well. That's obviously, you must have watched that back a few times.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, to be honest, you know, it's not too many times where I can celebrate that much, you know, in a game, and that was one of them, which makes me feel very, very good. Yeah.
Was that a lot of relief coming out there?
Yeah, obviously. Everybody's seen what happened during the game, so yeah, it was relief, and I'm really happy with the result. I'm happy that boys did what they did.
Without wishing to draw attention to the first half, but are you a goalkeeper who could easily put those things behind him in a game, or are they in your mind for the rest of the game? Well, do you have to, as a goalkeeper's resilience, do you have to put those things to one side?
Yeah, exactly. You have to, you know, there's a next game this weekend, and it's a new game. You've been judged just by the way you play last game, so next game is tomorrow, so hopefully it's going to be better tomorrow.
Mm. You're 10th at the moment. You're only 3 points behind Manchester United, who are in 6th place in the table. It's quite congested in the middle, isn't it?
Yeah, it's still tight, you know, still early stage of the season, but you know, December can make a big change for us as well, so we stay in focus and we'll see what's it going to bring us.
You've won many plaudits and a couple of awards this season for your form. How do you assess your season so far? You must be very pleased with how it's been going personally.
It was good so far. And I just want to stay focused and maintain everything I did this year. So, well, I'm working hard every day. Hopefully it's going to bring some, I don't know what you're saying.
Rewards?
Some rewards, yeah.
And it's noticeable as well that you worked very hard over the summer on your fitness and things. You're looking lean, you're looking fit. Was that something you wanted to do over the summer?
Not really, to be honest. I've been a little bit forced just by that, just because I was in the European Championships. You know, I've been training every day for like longer than everybody else, for a month maybe, probably. So that's probably makes me less time to put some extra weight on. I'm pleased, to be honest, as well, with my performances. Just like I said, and the fitness level has been good. So yeah, I'm really pleased. Yeah.
Do you think that's actually had a positive effect? Do you think almost being forced to work hard and get fit over the summer? Yeah.
Obviously, yes. Just because, you know, when you losing a couple of kilograms, it's obviously going makes you feel lighter and quicker. So yeah.
Away games in the Premier League, are they, obviously you've got that away win at Stoke now, but are they much harder to win than home games? Is it a completely different challenge at away?
I think it's all about our heads, you know, mentality. Going away, playing against the crowd and the team, so yeah, it's a big difference. But I don't think, like, football wise it's any difference, you know. If we're going to be focused on the things we're supposed to do good, I think we're going to have much more joy from this game.